This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
The music of the day that was being played on my mom and was primarily jazz, which is great, but I wasn't really into it. I listened to whatever the pop music of the day was.
That's alto saxophonist Vincent Herring talking about his musical leanings growing up. He visited the KNKX studios in 2024 with his band Something Else, a group he formed to bring a soulful pop sensibility to jazz classics. Here's their fun version of the Cedar Walton tune, I'm Not So Sure. Vincent Herring's all-star band includes fellow saxophonist James Carter on tenor and soprano. Carter was his first choice for this new band, but his appearance in this studio session was extra special. Carter's recordings for the debut album from Something Else didn't make the cut because the jams were too long.
Record company wanted to get tracks like under 9 minutes, and they were like 17 minutes, 20 minutes. Corporate structure does not want to have that on a recording.
Growing up a fan of soul and popular music, Herring found inspiration for this project from Motown Revue concerts he loved as a kid. Package concerts of up to a dozen of the Motown label's biggest stars.
They would have all of these groups, the Temptations, Diana Ross, and they would play all of their hits. And they had like a rhythm section that they would play all these songs with, then the next artist would come on. It was so fun to go to that concert because you knew all these songs and you would get to hear them back to back.
Vincent Herring's Something Else, putting some soul into the Thelonious Monk hit Round Midnight in the KNKX studios. Herring said when he started putting together his Something Else band, he thought back to the fun he had watching those Motown reviews.
Wouldn't it be nice to have something like that? You know, I was just thinking about myself as an audience participant, how much I would like to go to that concert.
Vincent Herring's own pathway to jazz began in the pop world when he heard a jazz legend bringing his instrument to a top 10 hit from 1977.
Billy Joel record that used to come on the AM radio, and I Love You Just The Way You Are, and it had a great saxophone solo on it, which was Phil Woods. And, you know, and it took me a long time to find out who that was, and then I went to see him live.
That's the John Coltrane hit Naima from Vincent Herring's Something Else at KNKX in 2024. Herring does still play with a band honoring the hit songs of jazz saxophonist Cannonball Adderley, too, but that project is, well, something else.
That's just another project that I love doing, and it fits into who I am, and it's just perfect. But that's not what this project is.
I don't
want people to shortchange it.
Vincent Herring with his all-stars in the KNKX studios, putting a pop into jazz. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.